Good morning, everyone. Good morning. We're just about to begin. May I ask you to stand? Shall we stand? Let's pray. Good morning, Father, Lord. Lord, we just praise you for this day. The fact that we can come here and just hear from you and praise you. And Lord, as we come to you and approach your throne, we just ask that you help us prepare our hearts. Give us clean hands and a pure heart so that we may see you and that we may hear you. Lord, we open our hearts to you and we ask that you really fill us up inside with your spirit. And as you do that, Lord, I ask you that you empty anything that's inside us that isn't of you. Lord, all the family, friend, work problems, we come and let them go now and just ask that you empty us and fill us with you. All the other things, we ask that you help them fade away. Until there's only you. Christ is my reward. Thank you. decided.
Turn.
worship you because we know that actually as we turn our eyes to you, we realize that the things of this world just don't matter as much. Any problems we have, however big they seemed, all pale in comparison to you. So Lord, we're here to admire you and just to appreciate how great you are and how beautiful you are. And Lord, your power is made perfect in our weakness. So Lord, we come to you with our broken selves. So that we can be a vessel that can shine your light. We pray that you sustain Pastor Byrne as he speaks today. He's not been too well and he's definitely got a sore throat. And we ask that, despite his physical weaknesses, Lord, I ask that spiritually he's alive and well and he can be used by you. Lord, you can speak to us through him. Lord, as a family here, we're ready and expectant of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.
Shall we stand? Freedom in his name, all our fears are swept away.
light that we shine isn't our own light. Lord, it's you. And Lord, you say we are the light of the world. And we ask that we just are able to really just be able to trust you in overcoming our failures and our fears and our burdens and our shame. And Lord, we know that we can do that because you've told us to take heart, because you have overcome those things. You have overcome the world. And Lord, you overcame it by the cross. So Lord, we come back to the cross now and we just lay at your feet. We think about what you did for us and we just thank you that it is the cross that breaks the chains that hold us.
Thank you.
sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.